Hello, I am Sarah.
And I'm Pam, and together we are Dos Ticas.
Dos Ticas in Design.
In Design.
We are friends, fun girls, and fellow designers.
We have conversations about design and how it affects our everyday life.
And we want to let you peek into our world.
So let's get to it.
Today we're bringing a topic that we've talked to, like we've kind of mentioned in the past a bit, but it's something that we probably would like keep bringing in the future. And today we wanted to dedicate a topic just about it, and it's community and support systems, because they are very often like very similar, or like we find our support systems in our community, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. So what has been your experience with community and or support systems?
I feel like when I first started my business, I didn't realize the importance of it, especially as someone who just starts freelancing from home.
Mm-hmm.
You really need a community if you want to get anywhere. It's so hard to do it without it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've shared this experience in the podcast, but I've shared it in a lot of places, how the first months of my business were really so hard until I joined a mentorship, and it just completely changed everything in my business. The fact that I had someone to guide me, even though she wasn't a designer, she was a business consultant. She knew so many things, especially because I knew about design, but I didn't know about business. So she knew a lot of the business side, helped me so much with it, guided me, explained so many things to me that even like I felt stupid asking, but she would like realize like that I had no clue what we were talking about. She was patient. She was awesome. And I had mentorship sisters who were the other ladies who were also taking that mentorship. And we'd have calls every 2 weeks. And it was just great to have other people who understood where I was, who could listen to me and relate, that I could listen to and relate. And we could give each other advice. We could like be there for each other when we were like frustrated or tired, or we had wins to celebrate. And ever since that moment, I realized like I need a support system in place all the time, because otherwise I'm not gonna make it. And so I feel like that's been probably the biggest experience, the most defining experience in my business life that has helped me get where I am. And I feel like that's where like my journey with community and support systems start. But what about you?
The first actual like group that was a group, I want to say, like on Facebook and stuff, was the Growing Together community. It changed name a couple of times, so I don't remember if that was the original name. But even before that, it was the Grow Together Mastermind. And I guess that basically what it says is that it started with a conversation. So I remember that even though I didn't have like a set community when I started my business a couple of years ago, it must have started when I told you about my idea the first time, and then when I started actually taking action. It all started with, there was like a Christmas event that I was going to go and sell stuff at, and that's how it officially started. And so I did a lot of planning, and finally like created the business. And it wasn't just the advice that I got from, in this case, you, because you had experience with your own business. It was also knowing that there was someone who, one, understood and was willing to just help me out and make me feel good about it. You know, it's not like you... a support system doesn't always say like, oh, you're doing great, or you're gonna be okay, or it's just someone that you know that's gonna be there to listen to you. And eventually I learned a little bit more about it. I am part of another community in Spanish for entrepreneurs that speak Spanish. I like that one too. I'm part of which I think is also like a support system of sorts. another mastermind, the Use Your Voice mastermind. There's a lot of knowledge and everything, but there is also community. So feeling that there's like a safe space, in this case, a little bit more specific, I feel, but everybody feels safe to like ask questions or talk about what's going on or they're having a hard time. And just feeling like it's a safe place to talk. And also knowing that the people there know what, you know, or understand in a way what you're going through is amazing. Like, it makes you feel, it helps you not feel alone, I guess. But I have also realized that there are people in my life that have become part of my own support, like personal support system, you know. So whenever I have an idea of something I want to do, or like many ideas, there are like very specific people I know I can go to that will help me, either giving me advice or just helping or just listening, making me feel like they care about it and that it's enough for me to put my ideas in order or overcome whatever it is that I'm going through.
I feel like having gone through the experience of starting a business, I don't know if you feel the same, but like I am always very open to having those sort of conversations when I know someone's starting a business, because I know what it's like to be at that point. And I know that you want to have someone to talk to about things. And even if it's just listen or advice, like if it's something I can help, like I try to give my best advice. But I feel like once you've been through it, you do want to continue talking about it, and you want to like help people who are starting out because you know what they're going through. But yeah, I was gonna say, and something important for me is that since I came to that realization that I needed to surround myself with people who understood what I was going through. Whenever I'm interested in like learning something, joining a program or something, I always make sure there's some sort of community side to it, because I know that that's usually what I get the most out of. Like you said, like, yes, like a mastermind. I've been part of a couple masterminds, and what you learn is great, but the community is usually what stays with me afterwards as well. The people that I meet, the things I learn from them, it means way more for me sometimes than the actual like lessons that come included or things like that. And I feel that as Ticas, it's important for us to find communities who are diverse. Because I feel like there's a lot of like communities that are like, for example, started here in the US and are very like US centric. And it's not the same, like it's not that they're bad people, but there's a lot of things that I feel like they don't understand about my experience, which is why I've liked finding communities and having my support system, people who are from different places that speak different languages, because then a lot of the things that I go through and that they go through, like we can relate with each other better. And I think that that's something that might be different from us than is different from people who just stick to communities from like their own place. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like maybe having a community, which is, that's the cool thing about the internet. There can be a community that has the people from all over. Even if it's based like in the US or whatever, like there are people from seriously all over. So it is very, I think I'm having trouble with words today, but you can learn a lot from every experience, and it is more likely that you will find someone who understands one thing or whatever it is that you need or that you're going through, because not everybody has the same experience. And that is just very rewarding and very useful too. I think also, I was thinking about this just before we got started today recording, and it's that I am a very impatient person with myself. I'm patient with people, you know, like unless you're being mean to me or you are being disrespectful towards my time, unless you're doing something like that, I will be patient because, you know, that's just the way I am. But with myself, I feel I'm a perfectionist. I'm not very patient, and I feel like I, you know, running out of time and everything. So usually when I am too stressed, or, you know, life is really overwhelming with anything, I usually let it go. I usually just drop one or two things because I can, you know, if I get too overwhelmed, I shut down. And I am kind of surprised I haven't done that with my business because it has been overwhelming at times, and there have been times when emotionally I've had to take breaks or, you know, not work on anything or not think about business for a while because I can't handle it. And I was thinking that maybe support systems and community have made a difference, because otherwise, if I didn't feel I had help or people that could guide me to find the answers I needed or have the answers I needed, because, you know, I am surrounded by people who have a lot of knowledge and resources that can guide me. I think that if it weren't for that, I would probably have given up a while ago. So and the other day I was talking to a friend. She's like one of my best friends. She hasn't started her business officially, but she has so many ideas, and she is part of my support system. She we've been friends for a long time. And so whenever I have an idea, even if we haven't talked for a while, I can tell her about it. And she's always like, she loves the idea almost all the time. But she'll tell me what she thinks and, you know, to consider this and that, or give me suggestions. So she's part of my support system. And she asked me, like, I was probably saying something like I was like stressed, or maybe I wasn't feeling like so motivated. And she asked me, do you not want to do it anymore? And I said, no. I mean, more than ever, I know that I don't want to give up. It's really hard right now. But even if I sometimes feel like I'm slow at making progress, I am sure that I don't want to give up. So I think support systems have helped me handle the overwhelm, you know, and stay on track for sure.
Well, you know, a recurring topic that came up during our mindset and mental health episodes from just a couple episodes ago was the community and the support system help us overcome those. And like, that's usually what like makes us wanna like give up, is that we're either burning out, we are feeling imposter syndrome, or we're having some sort of issue where it's really mostly like in our mind. And that's why we kept saying the same thing, like a support system is like the number one thing to help you. Because first of all, seeing so many other people struggling and like makes you realize you're not alone, and that everybody's like going to their own issues trying to run their business. And second of all, the support that you can give each other as well, and how you can learn from others who have been through those same things, or maybe they haven't been through them, but they've been through something different, and they tell you like, it's okay, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like if you continue forward, you're gonna make it past that block and you're gonna go on forward. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I feel like I wouldn't be able to run my business without having a community or having a support system, because I probably would have given up long, long time ago. if it wouldn't be for it.
I also like something that came to mind too, is that I follow a lot of people, like artists mostly, on Instagram, which is my go-to social media, who are pretty big. Some of them are like a big deal, like in the lettering world, like worldwide, like everybody knows who they are. If you know anything about lettering, you know who they are and you follow them. And in Costa Rica, I follow artists who I admire a lot, and they have like a lot of followers. And so I would feel small, you know, whenever I was liking their content. But I realized that even like supporting someone, maybe you're not friends with them and they don't ask you for your opinion, but sometimes I would comment or, you know, react to their stories. And they would just at least like my reaction. And sometimes they would say, thank you. That means a lot. And I was like, that's so funny. They don't even know who I am. And I believe them. I believe them that it means a lot. Even if I'm a complete stranger. So I think that both, well, they work hard to, you know, engage with their community online, like on their social media. But also, like, any support you get can be meaningful at some point or other. So imagine what having a support system in place can do. I think once we talked about this, or you talked about this at some point, and support systems can also evolve. And I also think that it doesn't mean that if you have a support system and it's, I don't know, 3 or 5 people, they're always perfect and they always say the thing that you need to hear. It's just people who are there for you because they're also human. But it's still powerful and still necessary, I think, if you're trying to do something like this, like running a business.
Yes. And yeah, I think I've talked about that. Like, yes, like it's always going to evolve because you're always going to evolve. And the things that where you need support will always evolve. And that doesn't mean you're just going to like leave everything behind and just like build that support system, but it just like slowly changes over time. And I think that's a reason why what we need to be aware of where we are at in our business. And we need to realize what kind of help we need. And we need to learn to ask for help and to find the right people to help us with that, because then if we're not gonna advance. We're not gonna move on forward if we just like find like the same support all the time. If that makes sense. And another thing that I also wanted to address is that I think, well, you and I are very lucky because we have, our family is part of our support system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just mentioned something about it a bit before as well. Like, but we have people that we can talk to that even if they don't, they might not completely understand, they're supportive of what we're doing. But I've seen, and I know people who are not. I know people whose like spouse says things like, you need to get a real job, this is not working. Or people whose like parents are like, did you go to college for that? Like, make something out of your life. And I can imagine how hard that is. But to those people, I just want to let them know that you can have a support system that will, like, you deserve a support system that will support you and that will help you. And to really like reach out, find those aspects like where you need help and reach out to people who can help you with that, because it is such a big difference to, instead of hearing those things, hear things like, that is awesome, you should try this as well, or go ahead and try this other thing. And I know my dog's being very amusing now in the background. I don't know what she's doing.
I'm
she's
sorry,
doing
I can't help it. This is gold.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, you deserve having people who really are there to give you what you need. And what you need is not people discouraging you or people taking away from your value and from your worth. Like, that is not who you deserve to have as part of your support system. If your support system is gonna tell you that something you're doing is not a good idea, they're not gonna do it by ridiculing you or by minimalizing what you're doing. And they're instead gonna give it to you advice in a caring, loving way. So please look for that when you're looking for a support system. I just feel like that's important to say, because sometimes some people think like they're surrounded by the right people and those people are actually just bringing them down and they're never gonna make it if that's the kind of support they're receiving.
Yeah, and I also think we need to be patient because not everybody around us who loves us is going to understand or be able to, you know, be supportive. And I mean, unless they're like bringing you down on purpose, there's nothing wrong with that because they don't understand. They've never tried, or maybe they don't think it's a good idea. They would never do it themselves, or maybe what you do, they don't really get, you know? They don't understand it sometimes. There's like so much. So I know it's hard when you don't get like the support you were expecting from a loved one, but it's, you know, you do have to learn to not let it bring you down. And that's when you strive to find a support system that will help you. Because if people love you, they will eventually be able to see the value of your work. But try not to be, you know what I mean? Not to let it bring you down, because we all have to understand that not everybody can be supportive.
Yeah, you're bringing up an excellent point, because that is true. Most of these people think they're actually helping you by telling you those things. They actually are doing it from a good place, but they're not the right people for that thing. They don't have the experience in that specific thing, or even if they do, like it might be different times. Like they are not, unless they're like someone who is working in the same industry right now, getting better results, then it's not really what you need. Like, be assertive. Like some of the advice, even if it's not something they're doing right now, like maybe it's something that they used to do in the past or so. Like some of the advice might be good, but some of the advice might no longer be relevant. And that's why it's good to have more than one person as well, so that you can like hear different ideas, hear different point of views, and then choose what you feel is gonna work better with you. But you do bring up a really good point.
Yeah, I had a friend tell me the other day, this is one of my best friends. Like, it's also the way they say it. Maybe that's not what I was expecting and it made me feel a certain way, but they don't have to always say the right thing, you know? And sometimes I feel discouraged because I'm not growing as I want to in my business for whatever reason. And then there'll be someone who will tell me, but you've done great, and they remind me of all the things that I accomplished. And then somebody else is like, but somebody said this a while ago, like, oh, but I don't understand what else you want to do. You're doing something that you like. They made it sound like it was a nice hobby, you know? And it made me feel bad. I wasn't offended, but it's like, is this what everybody thinks? That I'm just doing this for fun and to make a few bucks out of it, you know? And it made me think about, and then it just got me thinking about like how I need to get better at it and whatever. So sometimes, sometimes it's good advice, even if you don't like it. Maybe it has to do with your personal life, but you need to try not to be offended or let it bring you down, and then consider it. And I think deep down, you'll know if it has something to do with your personal life, you know, that you're letting it come between you and your business. Or if they, you know, they mean good, they mean the best for you, but they don't really understand what you're trying to do. So that's what you need to look for.
And then there's also the fact that different people have different goals.
That is also true. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
They might not see the way we see things because their goals are different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which is why another thing, when you're looking to start like finding a community, finding a support system, is finding someone whose goals are similar to yours, because then they will understand your point of view better. And the advice that they give is gonna align better with you. That's actually something that you see a lot, because like there's a lot of different ways to do business, because there's a lot of different reasons. And one thing I like about that, you mentioned you're part of a Spanish speaking community. Something that I really like about that community is that like they very much say like, our goal in like wanting to do business remotely is not to become a millionaire and live the millionaire life. It's just to live like a comfortable life, being able to do like what we like, that is like traveling and doing something that we enjoy and that we're good at. Like, and so like you already know, like their goals is not just like make tons and tons and tons of money. And so the goals are not aligned by money. Tons are aligned by the kind of lifestyle they want to lead. And so I think that's important. I think that's something that we don't think about when we're starting first our business. What our end goal is, but defining it and being clear about it really helps us connect with people that have similar goals, and then you will just like naturally attract each other and support each other when that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that makes me think of my mom. She'll probably never listen to this. My mom is, seriously, she's like my number one fan. And I don't think she understands most of the things that I do or want to do. Like, she thinks of business. I mean, she's really smart about business. And she gives me great advice about certain things. But when it comes to like the product creation or design or even social media marketing, sometimes, I try to explain and she doesn't get it. She thinks like it's so easy sometimes, but she doesn't have to get it. But her advice on other things is all I need to hear. And I feel very lucky and blessed that is the case, because I don't think everybody gets that, but no one believes in me like my mom. And so that was surprising, actually, because I didn't think it would be that way. So I just was thinking about that, because I really think no one believes in me like she does. And she doesn't really get what I do or what I want to do, or some of the product ideas I have. She doesn't see them or understand them or doesn't think they're going to be good ideas. But sometimes she has the exact thing I need to hear, So, your support system can have all sorts of people and be exactly what you need.
I like that. Do you want to give any specific advice to people on where to start working on building their support system? Anything like that? Like, is like applicable advice that they can like start applying right now?
All right. So maybe I think I had it really easy. But I sometimes think that at least that was my case. I sometimes feel like I enjoy being misunderstood. So it's really easy to detect the people in my life who don't get me. And I'm like, oh, people don't understand me. But I think that if we actually talk about our projects and dreams with the people around us, we'll be surprised at how many people will support us or, have something to say that will be helpful. So I think sometimes we're afraid to talk about or to dream big and talk about it. But maybe if you start sharing with the people around you, you will come across someone that might become someone like an important person in your support system.
I agree. I feel like often we're kind of shy about it. We don't want to tell people what we do, or we feel like it's going to be silly. But really, speaking about what we do is the first step in finding other people. Then how we mentioned earlier, online is a great place. Because like I said, there's a lot of local events that I like to attend, and I think they're great. And I love attending, networking, meeting people. But like the people that I've met that really have become like a big part of my support system, I've met online. So that's like a great, great place for you to start looking for people that will understand what you do, will understand your background, mm-hmm. will understand where you want to go afterwards. Like that's really you can find anything or anyone online. So it's a great place to start. Free Facebook communities are like a good starting point to just like meet other people. And it's always, I feel like it's easier when you find a group that is not that big, but it has a couple of people that are active. That's more important than being in a big group, because you're gonna get lost if it's a big group. It's hard to like make connections with people when it's a very big group. Meanwhile, if it's a smaller group, maybe for like a program or a challenge or something like that, you have more of a chance to get to know who else is in the group. And then maybe you like realize that there's certain people that you really enjoy talking to, things like that. And I am a big fan of coffee chats. When I have an opportunity of, there's a couple of Facebook groups where I've just said like, I do this. I am an introvert. I am low energy. And I wanna meet other people who like can relate to that. If you want to, here's my coffee chat link and let's schedule an appointment. And I've met a couple of people that way that just like fit into my life so well, because they're like, oh, I'm also like an introvert with low energy. And I love the idea that you're creating a coffee chat link. So I'm going to make an appointment. Every single time I've had a coffee chat, people say, I'm so glad you posted about this. Mm-hmm. Because people want to make connections. People want to find other people that they can relate to. And it's hard. Like I said, social media and the internet is a great place to find, but also there's so much that it's hard to know what's going to be right for you, who's going to be someone that you're going to like connect with. So coffee chats is like a way to take like a little part of the internet and be able to explore it for a couple minutes closer. And instead of seeing just someone in the internet, really seeing it as another person who's on the other side and see if you guys can connect. So those are some of my advice to start finding people.
I just want to say about online community, they really are like the best, and people are always willing to be supportive. And if there's any knowledge they can give out for free, like they can recommend a software or recommend someone else, you know, it's also a good way to network. I mean, you can get people that you would never hear about. They will probably be mentioned on groups like this, and then, you know, resources that, you know, sometimes it's easier to ask people that have experience than to do like a Google search. So even that, it's amazing and very helpful in groups like that.
And if you are interested in finding people who are multicultural as well, both of us, I think, recommend Cassandra Lee because she's just really a magnet.
Yes.
To multicultural people from like all over the world, speaking all sorts of languages, doing all sorts of work. Both of us have been at different parts of her programs, and you get to meet a lot of people that you can like if you feel like it's hard for you to relate to people when you are inside of a community. I've always felt like Cassandra's communities have been the place where I can find people that I can finally relate to. Mm-hmm. She's actually launching a new membership, I think this month or next month, with mm-hmm. a friend of hers. I don't remember right now the name of the membership, but really just look for Cassandra T. Lee on Instagram or for the Quirky Pineapple Studio. And that way you can find like all the updates on their launch, because really she knows how to bring amazing people together. And I've always enjoyed the communities that she has, the group programs that she has, the people that I've met there. I still very deeply care about those people. They're amazing. Most of them I'm still in touch way after programs have ended, and they've really become part of my support system. So I really recommend that too. Let's see, is there anything else we wanna you want to talk
I don't
about?
think so.
I think we've touched on most everything. If anybody has questions, please just let us know via Instagram, and we'd be happy to have a follow-up episode where we might go over anything that we didn't cover today. So just go and send in your questions, let us know, and if there's enough, then we'll create another episode on this topic.
Or even any experience related to support systems and community or anything we talk about, feel free to just either message us or comment on our social media.
We're gonna move on to our recommendations. You wanna start, Pam?
Yes. So I'm going to recommend I already talked about this. So the online community for Spanish speakers is called If You Speak Spanish. I do recommend it. I really like it. It's called Comunidad Emprendedores with an X instead of the E at the end, online. So comunidad.emprendedores.online. If you speak Spanish, that is a great community to start looking for support. One of my favorite things about support systems, and I'm sure I've talked about this before, is accountability. So there's usually like every Monday you get a chance to tell some people what you're gonna do. My favorite thing about groups like these is that I'm not ashamed to tell them at the end of the week what I haven't been able to accomplish. And I also want to say about what Sara was saying about Cassandra. I recommend her content and any program that she comes up with. I'm really interested in what she's going to launch because I feel like I can relate to her a lot. And she has touched on topics that I have asked her to, like I have commented on her social media, and she's had like experts, like she did lives a couple of months ago. So it's a great place to start. She really is great. I am doing her mastermind right now, and I feel very privileged for this opportunity to, you know, be part of a community and learn from her and get some of that energy. So I just wanted to recommend her again.
Yeah, the mastermind that Pam is doing right now, I did that mastermind last year. Sadly, she's closing it down, and it might come back at some point. If it ever comes back, we highly recommend it. But her memberships are like next best thing after her mastermind. Mm-hmm. My recommendation for today is actually shout out to myself. I have a challenge called Connecting Through Journaling. It is $27, but it really creates a roadmap of how to find what things you're struggling with and how to end up with a support system to help you with that. So we go over like asking questions to yourself to realize what kind of parts you're struggling with, like figuring out like what the actual points are, brainstorming ideas to like find the kind of people who could help you, and then like reaching out to them so that you can actually get the help that you need in the areas that you need so that you can grow your business. So I really recommend it. You can find it at stargaze.studio/connecting. So check that out, and I hope it's a good help. I really did that based on just like multiple experiences that I've had. So I hope it. Our next section is what we're up to. So I'm gonna start. I've been working on it and on the Done in a Day program that I've been taking. That, by the way, it is a program that I also chose because it has a big community factor. I tell you, like when I'm gonna start a program, I really make sure like it has community. Done in a Day actually has like coaching calls every week, and they've started adding additional calls with other coaches that they're hiring. So it's mm-hmm. been a huge help. I've met some amazing people this way, and I'm excited to finish up what I've been working on there so that I can show you guys all the new amazingness that, our business is going to be offering. And I've been organizing myself to work through the summer. I just got back yesterday from a little 5-day trip visiting my sister. In a couple of days, we're going to have my husband's brothers arriving here. So like, I've been just like organizing, like, okay, next week I can really work much. Like, what can I do now? How am I going to do things afterwards? Scheduling things around it. And hopefully, we're still not sure. We're hoping to travel later this summer to Washington State and trying out a bit of actually traveling while working. So we've been organizing things in a way where hopefully we can do that. Like, I cannot do any branding projects while I'm traveling because I like working with my big computer setup that I have at home. But I can do online projects, anything that relates to automations or to websites, I can do on my laptop. So I've been organizing things and see how it works out. Wish me luck. And another thing that I'm up to is that I'm actually speaking at a summit next week.
Yay.
End of next week, beginning of the week after. So I thought some of you guys might be interested to attend. It's called the Summit to Your Success. And it's a bit different to other summits that I've been on because it's not a presentation, it's an interview. So it's hosted by Lainey Biesenhauser. And she talked to, I think, 25 people, including me, asking different things. And so she's going to be presenting just like a lot of ways to do business that are different. Like, it's about finding alternative ways to have a successful business. Like, really, you don't have to follow the same roadmap that everyone's follows. So this is going to be a great place to find alternatives to that. And I'm going to be talking about intuitive branding. And it goes way beyond just creating like your logo. We actually like barely talk about things like that. We really talk a lot about brand foundations. And earlier we were talking about goals. We talk a lot about goals and how to like align your business and your brand so that it aligns with the goals that you want for your life, because your business should be a tool for your life, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. So it actually, I myself was very surprised at how awesome the interview turned out. If I may say so myself, I really like the conversation. That's the nice thing about it being different than just a presentation. Like, it really is a conversation. It just like goes to different places. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the interviews with some of the other ladies because there are some very interesting things there. So the link to that is stargaze.studio/summit-success. It's gonna happen between June 27th and July 1st. It's 25 interviews and you get access to them for free, I think for 24 hours each after they're dropped. I think that when you sign up, you get the schedule of when someone goes, like when one of the interviews goes live so that you can plan for it and save it and watch it. And I think there's an option to upgrade so that you have access to the interviews past the 24 hours. I think that part is just like standard summits, but just so you know, it's the first speaking event I've had all year, and I don't know that I'm going to do a lot, so go check it out if you want to hear me talk more than the podcast. Yeah. What about you, Pam? What are you up to?
I have 4 weeks to go, I think, before I go home. I have a lot of planning and work to do. I'm behind on my mastermind work, that my assignments, I'm working on that. And I feel like I finally am starting to plan for the rest of the year, because the season for my other job, is the high season, is over now. They're out for the summer. So I haven't done much other than I've been resting for a few days, actually, because my last like long hard day's work was on Friday, I think. So I've been sleeping in. It's been really nice. I started a new show. And I'm just starting to plan for the rest of the summer. I have next month, the wedding season starts. Have a lot of weddings to attend to this year, and my cousin is getting married, so I am actually going to be working on this very cool something that they're gonna have at the wedding. So I'm gonna show you some of that hopefully soon when they print it out, but I'm excited about that. And that's it, just some behind the scenes work, and I'm hoping to make some progress in that during this month, and also enjoy my last days of Maryland summer, which have been really fun.
That has passed by way too quickly.
It has too. I can't believe it.
Thanks for joining our conversation today.
We'd love to hear your take on this, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at 2SpeakUsInDesign with the number 2, or on Facebook under the same name.
See you on social media. Bye.